The Bible reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Mandy. Would you pray with me? Lord, would you open your word to our hearts and our hearts to your word? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. John the Baptist was a prophet who was called by God to encourage the people to turn from their sins, to repent of the wrong things they were doing, and to turn to God and be baptized. People went to him from Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole region of the Jordan. And confessing their sins, they were baptized by John in the Jordan River. Jesus didn't need to be baptized, as he was the sinless one. He never did anything wrong, but he led the way in being baptized by John. Words from our passage. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Don't we all know that we are loved? Don't we all want to hear words of affirmation for ourselves? Many of us here this morning will want to hear those words. God simply says to each of us, "You are my child. You are my daughter. You are my son, whom I love and with whom I am well pleased." You see, some of us struggle, don't we, with that concept that God could be pleased with us because we're often so down on ourselves and hard on ourselves. But the truth is, God is pleased with every single one of you. He's pleased that you are here this morning. He reaches out to you and says, "I love you." Jesus was given that affirmation, that acclaim, that anointing at the beginning of his ministry when he was baptized. When we are baptized, we are following in the footsteps of Jesus and following in the footsteps of billions of other people who have gone before us. Now, CSK is an Anglican church, a church of England, and you don't have to be an Anglican to worship here. We are a church who welcomes all Christian denominations and indeed welcomes those of no faith or different faiths. On Easter Sunday, we had two Hindus who came to our service as they wanted to visit a Christian church. Now, one of the most moving services I experienced while on sabbatical recently, a few months ago, took place in Breton Baptist Church here in Peterborough. Five men from Iraq who had been raised as Muslims were baptized into the Christian faith. Jesus Christ is revealing himself to more and more people. The media might want us to believe that the church is dying and the numbers of Christians are reducing. But I don't believe that to be the case. Now, I was baptised as a baby in the local Anglican church where we lived in West Yorkshire. I have no recollection of the occasion, as I was only a few months old. My parents had me baptised because they had a belief in God, otherwise they wouldn't have taken that step of baptism. But my parents didn't have a living, active faith. Now, if you read the book of Acts, there are a number of occasions where it states that whole families were baptised together, and those families are more than likely to have included children. The most detailed and informative account is that of the Philippian jailer in Acts 16. "Believe in the Lord Jesus," he was told, "and you shall be saved, you and your household." Accordingly, the gospel was preached to him, together with all who were in his house. And in response, he believed in God with his whole family. And immediately, he and all his family were baptized. Paul's promise to the Philippian jailer that salvation would come to his whole house if he believed in Jesus was no different from what Peter told 3,000 adult converts at Pentecost. "The promise of the Holy Spirit," Peter said, "was for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself." God welcomes children. He welcomes people of all ages. Now, when you baptize as a baby or a young child, parents and godparents make promises to God on behalf of you. You don't have any say in the event. The sign of the cross is placed on the child's forehead, and I believe that God hears and acts on all prayers that are said on those occasions. It's a great way to begin exploring, begin the journey of Christian faith. However, being baptized as a baby does not mean that the baby or child will grow and become a follower of Jesus. At some point in life, those baptized as babies need to make the decision that they want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior for themselves. Baptism with water doesn't make you a Christian on its own. It's our personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and our commitment to him being filled with his Holy Spirit. And being a Christian is about having a relationship with the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's about accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior in your life and inviting him into your life to be your Lord and Saviour. 2 Corinthians 13 says this: "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test?" Today we celebrate with members of our church family who are going to be baptized or renew their baptism vows. The word baptism in Greek has two meanings: a literal meaning to dip, to immerse, to submerge. We submerge ourselves in the water. We're immersed in the water. That's why this is called baptism by immersion. And it also has a figurative meaning. It means to be identified with. And in our baptism, we are identifying with Jesus, standing with him. In Romans 6, the Apostle Paul has both these meanings clearly in mind, and he uses them to remind the Romans of their identification with Christ. "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." The very first Easter day was a momentous day in human history. There was never a day like it, And there never will be another day like it or to surpass it until that day when Jesus Christ comes again. It's the turning point of history. The day that Jesus Christ rose from the dead is the day that the barrier between heaven and earth was broken. God and humanity. That barrier came tumbling down once and for all. And we, each and every one of us, can boldly go into the presence of God. It was the day that death was defeated and the power of sin was broken. That is the power of the cross. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the power of God. And the moment that we confess Jesus as Saviour and Lord, our lives are linked with him. Two things that happened to Jesus also happen to us. We die with him to sin and its power over us, and we rise with him to new life. And these facts are visibly demonstrated in baptism by immersion. Going down into the water marks the death of our old life, our old life being buried. And just as Jesus conquered death and rose from the dead, as we come back up from under the water, this visually represents us rising to a new life with Christ. We are new creations. In baptisms, we are confessing our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. We're identifying ourselves with what Jesus did through his death, burial, and resurrection. We're dedicating ourselves to Jesus, promising to live for him. Jesus instructed his first followers to go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Anyone at any time can renew their baptism vows, can make those promises. I renewed my baptism vows by going fully under the water in a full immersion in the 1990s, after I'd invited Jesus into my life to be my Lord and Saviour. Because as I said, I was baptised as a baby. I didn't know anything about it. I had to make that decision for myself. And just a few months ago, while visiting the Holy Land, I renewed my baptism vows in the River Jordan, where Jesus himself was baptised, by having water poured onto my head. Both were very moving moments for me. The Anglican Church also offers a confirmation service. That's an opportunity to make a public declaration of faith when the bishop comes along and lays his hands on your head, confirming you, inviting the Holy Spirit to confirm your faith. And the bishop will be coming here to CSK later in the year for a confirmation service. We're just trying to finalise the date for that to happen. Now, shortly, we're going to hear testimonies from members of our church family as to why they are being baptised or renewing their vows today. We haven't got any change of clothes up at the front here, but we do have one or two spare towels if anyone feels that you'd like to join them today, but you'd be going home very wet. Or later in the service, you'll have the opportunity to come up and mark yourself with the sign of the cross, with some water from the baptismal pool. Perhaps as your own personal renewal to follow Jesus, if you feel that you'd like to do that today, there'll be that opportunity, or indeed at the end of the service. Or maybe you're here today and you actually want to pray a prayer of commitment for the very first time and invite Jesus into your life to be your Lord and Saviour. If that's you, Rachel or I would be honoured and delighted to lead you in such a prayer. Just come speak to us during the next song or at the end of the service. We'd be delighted to do that. God is a gentleman. He never forces himself into anyone's lives. We need to take that step and invite him. Because he's a God of love. And he welcomes each and every one of us into a relationship